Let's see the Ramban on Anochi. Chaf Pasuk Beis. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Hadibur hazeh mitzvos aseh. Maybe we'll come back to that in a minute. Hashem, Amar Anochi Hashem, Yore v'yetzave osam, sheyedu v'yaminu, ki yesh Hashem, v'hu Elokim lahem. Klomar, hove kadmon, me'ito hoya hakol b'chefetz, v'yicholas, v'hu Elokim lahem, shachayav na'avod osa. V'ama asher tzaysicha me'eretz Mitzrayim, ki hotza'osa misham, Torah al ha-metzius, v'al ha-chefetz, ki b'yedir v'hashkocha yotzana misham. Be yedir v'hashkocha mimenu yotzana misham. So the Ramban says the pasuk is Yore v'yetzave. So we understand what yetzave means. What does Yore mean? So it's clear that the way the Ramban understands the pasuk is that the mitzvah is to believe Anochi Hashem Elokecha. If a person is looking to know how do I come to that knowledge of Anochi Hashem Elokecha? How do I substantiate that? How do I anchor that? So the Torah instructs us to look to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's what the Yore v'yetzave means, right? That Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Hadibur hazeh mitzvos aseh, but the Torah provides both the mitzvah as well as how to go about fulfilling the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to know and to believe Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and the how to go about fulfilling that mitzvah is to look to the Nisei Mitzrayim. Why? Because Nisei Mitzrayim demonstrated Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Now, the Ramban is here explaining how much is compressed into that phrase, Hashem Elokecha. So, Yore v'yetzave osam, that's why when he then says, ki hotza osam misham Torah al ha-metzias v'al ha-chefetz, right? That indicates that establishes, that teaches and proves. So the pasuk is, it's the mitzvah to believe with the proof that allows for the kiyum ha-mitzvah. Ki yesh Hashem v'hu Elokim lahem. What does that mean? Kloma hove kadmon. Hove means an existent being. Kadmon literally means before, right? Before anything, everything. Before time. Me'ito hoya hakol b'chefetz. Me'ito also, everything that exists in the world emerged from him, because of him, because he willed it. Me'ito hoya hakol b'chefetz. what the Shem Havaya expresses, and this is the same idea that we spoke about last month in the first of the Rambam's Yud Gimel Yikorim, is that Anochi Hashem, again the Lashon Yud Kei Vav Kei, expresses existence, and what it means is not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is existence. And that's how, again, everything the Ramban is saying here, he's eliciting from the phrase Hashem Elokecha. He's simply elaborating everything which is compressed into those two words of Hashem Elokecha. So, Hovek Adman, so the Shem Havaya expresses existence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is existence, and again, therefore, he is before time, before thought, before anything. Hovek Kadmon, but he's existence, and therefore me'ito hoya hakol, and that all existence, everything that we see around us, ourselves, everything derives from him. We're gonna bracket for a moment which word here expresses the bechefetz. We're leaving that bracketed. The yicholas, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu's omnipotence. V'hu Elokim lahem shachayavim lavodasa. So the lashon Elokim. Connotes, first of all, it connotes power in the sense of, let's say, we had in Shiras Hayom, Micha Mocha Ve'ilim Hashem, right? Who amongst the mighty is like you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Lavan says that the Yaakov Avinu, Yesh Le'el Yodi, Lasos Imochem Ra. Le'el Yodi, right? The strength of, I have the strength to really, to do bad to you, but Avichem intervened on your behalf. So, Elokim, that's why it says in the Torah and Shulchan Aruch that when we say Elokeinu in a bracha, so it was supposed to be Mechavein, Baal HaYecholas, Baal HaKochos Kulam. Because that's what the Shem Elokim expresses. Elokecha, right, it's not Anochi Hashem Elokim, it's Anochi Hashem Elokecha means, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, he's your God, which is where the Ramban derives the Shechayavim Lavodosa. So Kloma, again, we bracketed Bechefetz. Kloma Hove Kadmon Me'ito Hoya Hakol Bechefetz. All of that is compressed into the Shem Havaya, v'yecholas v'hu Elokim lohem shachayom laver. So all of that is compressed into Elokecha. Well, Amar Hashem hotzeisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. So that's the Yitzaveh, right? That's what the content of the belief and the knowledge we're supposed to have is, and the Yoreh, the proof, the demonstration, the Yoreh. Ki hotza'osa misham Torah al hametzius v'al hachefetz. Ki biyediyo u'bahashkocha mimenu yotzanu misham. V'gam Torah al hachidush ki imkadmo sa'olam lo yishtan adova mitiva. If the world has always existed, So then everything about the world is absolute and inexorable, right? Because if the world has always existed, it's just, it exists in that absolute sense. So that's what the Ramban says, in Kadmus HaOlam, if a person posits that the world has always existed, so then miracles are impossible. Lo yishtana davar mitivo. Because if the world has always existed, everything about the world is absolute and fixed and rigid and inexorable. The supernatural miracles of Mitzrayim therefore show Torah al HaMetzius, that if the world is not Kadmon, if the world is Mechudash, then obviously there's a Ribono Shel Olam who's the Borei Olam. If the world has not always existed, so that means that the Ribono Shel Olam willed it to exist. It doesn't mean that his existence implies that the world had to exist. It means that he willed it to exist. Torah al HaMetzius v'al HaChefetz. And the Chefetz also is evident, and these Yesodos HaEmunah of Yediyah and Hashkacha are also demonstrated through the Nisei Mitzrayim, because the Nisei Mitzrayim were targeted, right? They were targeted in terms of punishing the Mitzrayim and saving Bnei Yisrael. The Torah al HaYecholas, the miracles pointed to Hashem's omnipotence. The HaYecholas Torah al HaYichud. Right, the moshel is as follows. If someone owns a business himself, if he's the sole owner, so then he can unilaterally make decisions. If someone's not the sole owner, so then he can't unilaterally make decisions. He has to coordinate with his partners. When you have unencumbered, unlimited omnipotence, yecholas, so that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to coordinate with anyone. It means there's one Ribono Shel Olam. There's one Ribono Shel Olam. There's no limitation. That's what the Ramban means, that HaYecholas Torah al HaYichud. U'kamo she'oma ba'av v'teda ki ein kamoni v'chol ha'aretz. V'zeh tam asher tzeisicha. Tam in the Ramban, we use the tam meaning reason. Tam in the Ramban often means that this is the content. I guess you could say that's the reason for saying it, but it's functionally in the Ramban, it often means the content. V'zeh tam, and this is the content, this is the thrust of Asher Tzeisicha, ki hem hayodim ve'edim b'chol eile. You, who experienced Yitzias Mitzrayim, so you know and you witnessed Anochi Hashem Elokecha, because the Nisei Mitzrayim demonstrated all these Yisodos HaEmunah. Presumably where the Ramban derives the chefetz, again, that was the one word that we didn't trace back as to where the Ramban sees that encapsulated, is in the Elokecha. Because again, the Elokecha expresses that there's a special relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael, right? That above and beyond being Elokei HaOlam, so in a very specific, singular sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elokecha. And that expresses, that in turn means again that the things are not just sort of, that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wills that relationship. That special relationship is something which reflects chayfetz. It's not something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's connection to the world as a whole is just sort of, there's no chayfetz involved. It's just the fact that he created the world. Mashen Kain, the unique relationship, El Kecha, so that's where the phrase also expresses that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with chayfetz. And the first phrase in the Ramban here, when he says that Hadibu Hazem Mitzvasei, so the Ramban is referring to a famous discussion of which he's a part. That the Rambam, of course, in his Sefer Mitzvos, so the Rambam counts on Nochi as the very first mitzvah, and the Ramban ultimately, again, both here and in Sefer Mitzvahs concurs, in contradistinction to the Behag, who doesn't count Onochi as one of the Tayag Mitzvahs. Now, that doesn't mean that the Behag thinks it's sort of optional whether a person believes. You know, you want to believe, you believe, and you don't want to believe, you don't believe. Rather, what that reflects is, according to all Monei HaMitzvos, the list of Taryag Mitzvos isn't intended, and therefore doesn't represent a comprehensive list of everything a person is chayiv in. It wasn't intended to, and therefore doesn't provide a comprehensive catalog of all chiyuvim that a person has. All Monei HaMitzvos have fundamental things which are not in the Minyan HaMitzvos. So Chaim Vital writes that all midos are not in, he has a different understanding of Halacha de Bedrachim than the Rambam. He says all midos are not within the Minyan Tayag. According to all Monei HaMitzvos, there's a certain, according to the Rambam himself, if you go through the Rambam's Sefer Mitzvos, you go through the Minyan Tayag, and you try to find all the Yud Gimel Ikorim, you will not find all the Yud Gimel Ikorim. You won't find an Ikka that says you have to believe in Yemos HaMashiach and Melech HaMashiach. You won't find an Ikka that says you have to believe in Tchias HaMesim. You won't find all, you'll find some of them, but you won't find all the Yud Gimel Ikorim in the Minyan HaMitzvos. All Monei HaMitzvos have a certain formal definition of what mitzvah means in the context of Taryag Mitzvos. So for the Behag, part of that formal definition is as follows, that a mitzvah presupposes a mitzvah. And therefore, the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is mitzvah, the mitzvahs, is axiomatic to mitzvahs. It's not one of the mitzvahs. It's that which is axiomatic to all mitzvahs. Now again, that doesn't mean, according to the Behag, that it's optional. It just means that formally, that the Lashon Mitzvah as used in the context of speaking of Minyan Taryag presupposes the mitzvah. And in that sense, the Bahag says, you can't have a mitzvah, the mechilta that the next Ramban is going to quote, maybe we'll look at it tomorrow, Linander, as he continues in the Vitam Ibes Avodim, that is perhaps the Bahag, perhaps the way he reads the Mechilta, and the Mechilta perhaps is saying this. So that's why the Bahag didn't count it as a mitzvah. Again, it's the most absolute chiyuv there is. A person has a chiyuv to recognize and acknowledge the truth. But formally, in terms of minyan and mitzvahs, so minyan and mitzvahs, belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the mitzvah, is axiomatic, and then all the tayag mitzvahs are those mitzvahs which the mitzvah communicated to us. In contradistinction, so the Ramban, they both think that Anochi Hashem Elokecha is to be counted in the minyan tayag. Why? Because it includes something beyond that which is just axiomatic to the minyan tayag. It's axiomatic to the minyan tayag to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not axiomatic necessarily that one is looking towards Nisei Mitzrayim to know that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not axiomatic necessarily that the Rambam says that a person knows a logical proof of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. That isn't axiomatic to having the mitzvahs. So that constitutes a mitzvah as well. That the belief that the knowledge of Anochi Hashem Elokecha should be rooted for the Ramban in Asher Tzeisicha, for the Rambam in a logical demonstration, that belongs to the minyan mitzvahs. Okay, we'll stop here.